Afternoon, I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Tennessee has been in widespread drought since December. Even after a couple of weeks of consistent rain, WPLN's Caroline Egger says most of the state remains dry.
Moderate drought. That's according to the latest U.S. Drought Monitor. The situation could now even be considered a long-term drought. The official definition is dryness that lasts more than 6 months and affects hydrology and ecology. Right now, a concerning issue is that the state's groundwater, lake, and stream levels have been low, which can in turn stress wildlife and ecosystems. But as we move into summer, when soils can be sucked dry during stretches of hot weather, there are risks that the drought can make cities hotter in a feedback loop, worsen air pollution, and even make flash flooding more likely. Tennessee has been in widespread drought for the past 5 years in a row. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
Apologies for that glitch at the beginning. What Caroline says was that 80% of the state is still in moderate drought. A new Tennessee law that targets some immigrants is the subject of a class action lawsuit. It says the state oversteps what should be federal authority. The American Civil Liberties Union and others argue the measure, set to take effect next month, is unconstitutional. They say immigration enforcement belongs solely in federal hands and that states cannot create their own immigration regulations. The law was passed as part of a larger Republican immigration package. It makes it a crime for people with final removal orders to remain in the state. Plaintiffs in the suit include people who received removal orders, but who have remained for years under programs like the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Policy, otherwise known as DACA. As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org.